Hi, this is Pastor S with the Daily Dose for April 28th, The Snare from Judges 8 and 9. How can God pick a guy like Gideon to deliver Israel from a rabidly vicious coalition of nations? God knew full well that Gideon would lead Israel deeper into spiritual doo-doo than they had been before the deliverance took place. Look at the aftermath of his leadership. A whole nation enslaved to idols. Barbaric rivalry and bloodshed within Gideon's own family and between the tribes. The net effect of his leadership was to leave the people further apart from God than ever. The good that Gideon had done and the position it had accrued for him within the tribes of Israel blown on his selfish and destructive pursuits. 70 sons from multiple wives and concubines? A shrine of occultic divination? Erected in places of the shrines to Baal and Asherah that Gideon's father once erected, and that Gideon had torn down at God's command. What was Gideon thinking? Of himself, primarily, while rebuffing the clamor of Israel to make him and his descendants royalty, Gideon still took advantage of the crowd's sentiment and consolidated spiritual authority, the ephod, and political power into his own hands. He had a pretty good thing going for himself and his ever-expanding family. He developed a steady source of income. The shrine of the ephod brought in lots of worshippers, cash, had prestige as the deliverer of Israel, a large territory to roam and plant his seed, security, all the things that people crave in this world. That's the Achilles heel of Gideon, selfishness. The ephod he made was only symbolic of his heart condition. Self-centeredness is the snare that trapped all Israel, including Gideon himself. Israel prostituted themselves to the Baals because they thought Baal and his consort Asherah had more to offer them than did God, or Gideon's ephod for that matter. They chose what they could see with their own eyes and manipulate with their rituals instead of the God who made his invisible qualities and powerful word as plain as day for those who cared to look and perceive. Do we understand the long-term impact of the present selfishnesses in which we may indulge? Succeeding generations always get it worse than those who set sin in motion. Think of alcoholism, or budget deficits, personal or national, or sexual promiscuity, or divorce, or war. The only cure? You shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.